Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this inspirational, educational, and motivational episode, we'll talk about the secret sauce, we could call it, of Ido Portal, the creator, the thought leader of movement culture. So, what is it? Ido Portal is a foremost, I would say, expert mover from Israel. He started his journey by capoeira, being one of the first capoeiristas. Capoeira is a dance slash martial art from Brazil with origins from Africa. Super cool. It's super cool. He started there, and then he moved into changing his thought paradigms into not being inside a box of thinking, meaning any system. So he studied under gymnastic bodies. What's his name now? Coach Christopher Summers. Yeah. Which was also a thought leader in his own way by creating Building a Gymnastic Body, the book, and also popularized later by Tim Ferriss. And also, this Chris Summers guy was one of the first gymnastics coaches in CrossFit who popularized the fitness revolution. And Ido is a bit mysterious because he hasn't written any books. He shows up on podcasts. His teachings are ever-changing, so he's not subject to dogma. He challenges himself on every level, which is frustrating for his pupils, but also really, you know, inspiring for the movement culture, which is a movement in itself. And now I'm going to share with you the three I's of movement culture, which is hard to grasp in the beginning, but makes a lot of sense after you've done it for a while. So I got Ido Portal on my radar maybe six, eight years ago after doing CrossFit for some time. This guy showed up in when I had social media, when I thought that was a good thing, in, you know, the my information flow. And then I saw this guy, heard about it from different, you know, Muay Thai guys, from like, this is a good add-on to, you know, your CrossFit training. CrossFit measures everything. It's important to have metrics. But this guy does something completely different. So if you haven't seen capoeira, it's one of the coolest things. It's martial arts, it's acrobatics, it's dance, it's flow. And if you read the book by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi about flow, flow is an extremely important component of being a human. So let's bring us back to Ido and his three I's. So the first I is isolation. So you, when you're going to learn something new, is you have to do it. You have to, you know, for instance, learning the guitar, you have to learn the chords and the strokes. You cannot just go into the last I, which we come into a second, for, you know, being creative, having this flow session. It would sound terrible. And same for movement. If you go directly into a muscle up, for instance, without, you know, having a pull up or a dip or the transition phase, it will be terrible, also very dangerous. So isolation is the first piece. So let's take one of my current favorite movements, QDR, Queda de Rins. It means, it's Portuguese for standing on your side, or what is called, not side, the ribs, standing on the ribs. So in gymnastic terms, it's a side elbow lever. So let's take that one. So in isolation, maybe you'll do three sets of 14 Queda de Rins push-ups or holds, a bit up to you. So that's the first one. So integration is the second one. And integration is how you use this first piece and integrate it into something else. So as I mentioned, for instance, something that many CrossFitters would understand is the muscle-up. So if you have the dip, if you have the pull-up and the transition, you'll integrate these three pieces like Lego bricks. And then you have the muscle up, but you have to do it in, you know, it's like learning the piano. You can learn to push one key, and then you push another key, and then you string them together. And that creates integration. This we'll also use in building a second brain, by the way, for, you know, I mentioned this IP. It stands for integration packages. So you build one Lego brick and then you move that Lego brick to something else. And this is what's really nice about the IDOPortal system or framework, is that you have all these isolated parts. And the same goes for CrossFit, by the way. You have these isolated parts. And then you string them together in integration piece. And now you have something really nice. So if we take QDR, so then you do, for instance, role, which is Portuguese for like a roll, or a semi, you could look at it as a semi cartwheel. So you could then go down into squat, go into your QDR, and then continue this flow into back to the squat. And that's, you know, the integration piece. So you can do that back and forth. And the last one is, of course, improvisation, which is the hallmark for an efficient mover. This hooks into the MoveNet system as well for movement. There you have isolation, integration, and then improvisation. Because MoveNet, for instance, is to move freely. And if you're in the woods, you should be able to climb trees, you should be able to roll, jump, vault. And in parkour, it's the same thing. So if you know this, you can see that the last part in this puzzle would be the improvisation. So let's say that I have the QDR, I have the role, I integrate that, and then, you know, I start to free flow. So then I'm one-legged, going down to the QDR, I go perhaps add a bridge that I learned as well, bridge roll, and maybe I'll add ao shibata from a capoeira move, or handstands, or I could do whatever I want. And this is what is the hallmark of, you know, good mover. And the same could be implemented, this framework can be implemented in any skill. Piano, as I mentioned. So let's say you learn to plink on the piano, and then you integrate that. Maybe you learn some accords, and then you can do a song. That's fine. That is the integration piece. But after a while, maybe you'll do Coldplay Clocks, and then you do Fur Release by Beethoven, and then, you know, Still Dre for mixing up different things. And then you maybe jump back and forth or create your own unique sound or just free flowing. And this is, you know, the essence of these cool skills that you could learn to integrate them and then improvise. And improvisation is now in AI, moving us to wisdom workers, a key piece for just-in-time project management as well, moving into the knowledge realm now. So you could... you could see how it all fits together, I hope. And now I showed or shared the high level three I's: isolation, integration, improvisation of IDOPortal, a hero of mine for movement. He's a bit hard sometimes to understand, like all these like great thinkers. But if you just Google that guy, he has some good challenges. So I'll finish this off by adding two or three challenges now on the fly for improvisation. So first challenge is the squat challenge, 30-day squat challenge. So challenge yourself, Google it. If I remember correctly, it is to spend 7 minutes a day in a deep seated squat. Look at your kids. If you have kids, they can sit endlessly, effortlessly in a squat. Second challenge is the hang challenge. It's a similar challenge. Accumulate 7 minutes daily, 30 days in a row. And hang, of course, you could read the book. Can't remember now. The Hanging Cure, about shoulder mobility, is a very easy fix for shoulder problems that we all have now as wisdom workers in front of the screen. It will probably be solved by Vision Pro or, you know, augmented reality, that we could just put our shoulders back. So those two would be my challenge for you this class. And for the next level movers out there, Google IDOPortal, select the skill, for instance, QDR. Collect 10 seconds in QDR both sides and let me know how that goes. See you in the next class. Good luck.